Welcome to Voices in the Street, WFHB's weekly public opinion feature. Voices in the Street provides an opportunity for people in our community to share their opinions and perspectives on the issues and events that matter most to Bloomington residents.
Voices in the Streets asks your friends and neighbors how the state, county, city, and campus construction projects have impacted your daily commute.
Every day, yeah.
Every day it's there. We know the way to get around it all. We've lived here.
I adjust to it. It'll be over eventually. 4 or 5 years.
No, I bicycle everywhere, and it takes me 0 minutes longer. More exhaust on the streets because there's more cars backed up.
Not really. I had a little detour this morning, but didn't affect my time or anything.
I've noticed that the buses have been taking a lot of detours, which is kind of confusing because it's not super clear where they're going, and it definitely has impacted my daily commute to campus.
I'm doing home renovations now, and Lowe's and Menards are both on the wrong side, and just having to get over there, and it's a big headache. It's a nightmare, yeah.
People I work with, and I've been over on that side of town, so I know it's bad.
Yes, the construction has absolutely affected my daily commute. Mostly anything to the west in any time of the day on 2nd Street and 3rd Street, and also down south, right there at South Walnut Street and Roar Road. That intersection creates an awful lot of traffic in the afternoon.
Yes, I went to a medical appointment on Liberty Drive, which means I have to go out Bloomfield Road and cross 37. Horrendous. Lots of extra time. You have to really factor in the extra time.
Yeah, the commute to work has just about doubled since they've started ripping up all the roads.
It's easier to go to the east side of Bloomington via Bedford or Martinsville than it is to cross 37 on 2nd or 3rd Street.
Well, it takes me another 30 minutes to get across town to get my kids and my other daughters, so it's been a big issue, especially on 2nd Street. Traffic is backed up so far that it took me 30 minutes to get home from work, and I live right by Kroger, or I work by Kroger, and I live right down by like Candlewood Suites, so it's quite a distance.
In the summer, yeah, absolutely. I don't know, I mean, if Trump passes the infrastructure bill for $1 trillion, it's only going to get worse.
You can't get anywhere. You can't go to the west side without waiting in line forever to get across the bridge. And don't even get me started on I-69. Because I live out that way and I have to fight that every day.
There are only so many arteries on the west side that you can use. You really have to be creative to certain times of day to get where you're going.
Stoplights were only letting 2 or 3 cars at a time, and people were trying to merge. And
I purposely avoid it in the morning, so I detour and I actually take 69 and then exit at Fullerton to get to work. It's such a headache. Like, you don't want that to ruin your day.
I think that the commute for me, because I'm like you, go everywhere and I walk around, it's terrible to see how, like, the community is affected by the traffic jams and by the construction. Unfortunately, that's going to be a byproduct of any kind of construction. This is rural, suburban, city, it doesn't matter. So people aren't really used to that kind of traffic jam and that kind of construction. So I think if there was some type of PSA or some type of, which would never happen because these are all proprietary, like private places, like, hey, you got a 10-minute grace period now or whatever, it would make it better for the understanding of, hey, we're making this place more progressive and we're building it up. And because of that, the progress might slow down some other people.
We'll be so grateful when it's finished.
Yes, we will. So
we'll be the first to complain when it's going on, but we'll also be the first to
cheer it on
whenever it's done.
This has been Voices in the Street, WFHB's weekly public opinion segment, featuring candid commentary from your friends and neighbors on the issues and events that matter most to Bloomington residents. Voices in the Street is a volunteer-powered production of our News and Public Affairs Department here on WFHB 91.3 and 98.1 FM, community radio for South Central Indiana.